We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Are we to be guests on this magnificent planet?
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, good-hearted viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 16 on Parabólica Villa Vista, and channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Bayemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión, and channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Corea, channel 27 on Corea Video Cable. In Santani, Tapiraquai, channel 30, and in Orqueta, channel 32, on Damoa S.A. In Asunción, channel 70, on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, channel 44, on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, channel 41, on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66, on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26, in Bamenda, on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 in Linde and Environs on CiatSat, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hod Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Irdenet City, Channel Z26 on Elka Tengger Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Seling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Elka, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gumnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And our newest addition in Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. in Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhua Cable TV, Yangjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV, in Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV, in Hualien County, Channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV, in Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, and in Qinmen County, Channel 102 on Ningcheng Cable TV. And four other new additions in Hualien County, Channel 107 on Hualien Cable TV, and in Taidong County, Channel 107 on Dongtai Cable TV, in Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV, and in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC-CATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, patient survival rates improve in British hospitals. In science news, an international team documents thousands of species in the deep oceans. In veg news, a plant-based festival is held in southeastern China. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 2nd, one of the most prominent Turkish musicians of the 20th century, Mr. Barış Manço, was born in 1943 in Istanbul, Turkey. A beloved celebrity, Mr. Manço was a singer, composer, and television producer. His ethnic folk rock music with spiritual lyrics was very popular and was translated into languages including English, French, Italian, Greek, Bulgarian, and Arabic. In 1988, he transitioned from a 30-year singing career to children and family television, traveling to over 150 nations for the program. For his efforts to develop appreciation of cultures of the globe, he received a multitude of awards, such as Knight of Order of Arts and Letters of France and the Turkish State Artist of the Republic of Turkey. May exceptionally talented musicians, such as Mr. Barış Manço, continue to bring joy and unity among citizens of our Earth.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Central Olak or Vietnam. As Tropical Storm Mirene made landfall in Central Olak on November 2nd, over 40 people perished due to serious flooding and widespread damage in the provinces of Binh Dinh, Phu Yen, Gia Lai, and Khen Hoa.
On November 4, Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed much sorrow and her prayers as she donated $15,000. This amount could acquire $252,000 in urgent items in the United States based on AULAC's cost of living. She also requested that our association members go help the most desperate, including the orphaned, the elderly, and the neglected.
After initial work was completed in Binh Dinh province, our association's Olaxis or Vietnamese relief team traveled to Phu Yen, covering their transport and related expenses with $3,200 of their own funds.
Once there, they visited two hamlets that had lost some 22 community and family members, with more than 150 collapsed homes. The villagers were given supplies such as rice, drinking water and blankets, along with financial assistance according to each household situation.
Hôm nay thì cũng rất là vui mừng được cái sự quan tâm giúp đỡ của ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư. Thì trên cương vị là trưởng ban nhân dân thôn thì tôi cũng mong muốn rằng bà con nhận được cái sức khỏe này. không, vừa làm sao để mà sửa sang chỉnh trang lại cái ngôi nhà mình đã hư hỏng. Con cũng xin thay mặt cho bà con nhân dân thôn Mỹ Tiến cảm ơn ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư.
The relief team then went to the Ya Lai and Khen Hoa provinces, where villages were also severely affected. They distributed over 150 packages of rice, as well as cookers, cotton for making pillows, medicine, cookies, and monetary support. Village leaders and co-citizens alike expressed their thanks, often with tears, to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thôn trưởng, tôi xin cảm ơn đến ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư đã và cùng hội viên đã ủng hộ cho làng chúng tôi và trong mùa lũ vừa qua. Và tôi cũng trân trọng cảm ơn những món quà vật chất mà và tình thương của ngài đã đem đến làng chúng tôi.
We are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's assistance that brings comfort to the most distressed. And we also appreciate the dedicated endeavors of our association's relief team. May heaven bless the Alaxi's people with a quick recovery to their day-to-day lives, as such events are minimized through humanity's conscientious shift towards environmental harmony.
Mudslides take lives in Brazil. Unceasing rains since Wednesday, December 30th have led to overflowing rivers and mudslides around the Rio de Janeiro region. An official report confirmed 19 deaths so far due to structures collapsing, with over 200 people forced to leave their homes and numerous others injured and homeless.
Expressing her deep condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our local association members please go and offer help to those most in need, including the elderly and the orphaned, saying that funds are available if necessary.
Our thanks for the caring assistance of Supreme Master Ching Hai, as we send our sympathies for the lives lost and pray for the protection of the Brazilian people. Wishing all affected a soon recovery to their lives of safety, and that calamities as these are lessened with heaven's grace as we act with greater benevolence toward all beings.
Intense cold continues to affect parts of Europe. Freezing temperatures in the United Kingdom have caused treacherous road conditions as Wales, Northern England and Scotland were swept by snowfall. Road accidents have claimed 4 lives, while rail services were also affected. Meanwhile, frost and unusual snow conditions have caused avalanches, with 3 climbers succumbing on Britain's highest mountain, Ben Nevis, while rescue teams in the Scottish Highlands saved 2 people and worked to find others still missing. In Ukraine, a total of 115 people have lost their lives, with 938 requiring hospitalization due to severe cold temperatures in places across the nation.
When extreme winter conditions were reported in several European countries on December 21st, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our local association members go and offer help in the affected areas as conditions would permit. Conveying her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, she offered financial assistance if needed. Our gratefulness all personnel working to rescue and bring comfort to the storm afflicted. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her kind-hearted aid. Our sympathies to all who have lost loved ones as we pray for the restoration of the affected Europeans' lives and that such dangerous conditions are eased as we hasten in considerate actions to restore our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Spain assumes European Union leadership. On the evening of December 31st, thousands gathered in Madrid as the country celebrated both the new year and the beginning of her six-month presidency with a display of fireworks that included an illuminated image of the European Union flag. In speaking of goals for the office, Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero stated he would strive to continue improving the economy across the continent with job creation an important focus, along with climate change and implementation of the recently ratified Lisbon Treaty. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency and Spain, on your new role. Wishing you much fulfillment and success in achieving the noble ideals of the European Union and her people.
New Year's Tournament of Roses Parade brings delight worldwide. Thousands of people gathered as millions more viewed via television the procession that has become known as America's New Year's Day Parade.
The 121st Rose Parade in Old Town Pasadena, California, USA, celebrates a tradition of equestrians, marching bands, and floral floats. The floats must be decorated with only natural materials and are often prepared over the course of an entire year before being revealed as they appear in the parade. Supreme Master Television went on location.
Greetings and happy 2010. I'm reporting for Supreme Master Television from Pasadena, California, home of the magnificent Rose Parade. This year's theme, A Cut Above the Rest, encourages us all to remember our higher aspirations. Let's hear from some of the parade participants about their wishes for the new year.
Do you have any dreams for the world this year?
For peace, as always.
I just want, just there to be peace.
I wish peace for the world.
Everybody wants more, you know, peace.
I think we have the hope of becoming more peaceful. I think we're on our way toward being more peaceful.
How do you think we can go about that to make 2010 better than 2009?
I think it just starts with each and every individual. It starts, you know, inside each of us contributing something. And if everybody did that, that'd be a good thing.
Maybe by trying to get along and, like, maybe seeing everybody's opinion. I mean, not just, like, war and all, but, like, even with, like, everyday fights.
If we all maybe did more service, then there'd be more peace because we'd be together on that level.
Happy New Year to everybody worldwide.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Peace and prosperity to everyone.
Happy New Year, and we will have peace in the world soon.
Happy New Year and a peaceful 2010.
Happy New Year. Peace in 2010.
We extend our thanks to all involved in the parade for bringing this event of wonder through nature's beauty of flowers. May all be blessed in the new year with peace, faith, and happiness.
Oloxis, or Vietnamese-born scientist, receives U.S. Presidential Award. Assistant Professor Dr. Vicky Tao D. Young, a lecturer and researcher in biomechanics at Johns Hopkins University, is among 100 recipients who were bestowed with President Barack Obama's Early Career Award for Scientists and Engineers in 2009 at the White House. Established in 1996 by 42nd U.S. President Bill Clinton, the award represents the highest honor given by the U.S. government to young professionals in support of their innovative research and commitment to community service. As the only recipient of Oloxis, or Vietnamese origin, Dr. Weung came to the United States from Olac in 1986 and has since completed her undergraduate degree at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, as well as a master's and a PhD from Stanford University. Along with the award, Dr. Weung also receives a five-year research grant to continue pursuing her work. Our warm accolades, Dr. Vicky Tao Weung, on this prestigious presidential distinction. May your academic and professional achievements continue bringing hope and inspiration to many.
U.S. dog saves caregiver's life. When Miss Priscilla Elitt fainted on the bathroom floor, 5-year-old Chihuahua Corgi mix Milky Way sprang into action as she ran to scratch the door of Miss Elitt's sister and roommate, Julie Copperfield. Once Miss Copperfield realized Milky Way's message, she quickly dialed 911. Emergency room physicians said that Miss Elitt had a stroke and that her canine companion had saved her life. In gratitude, Priscilla said, "She's my guardian angel," while her sister Julie added, "She intuitively knew something was wrong." They become not just our friends, but our little angels. Miss Elliot is now recovering at home with both her sister, Julie, and Milky Way by her side. Our heroes applause, Milky Way, for your quick actions that saved the life of your cherished human companion. May you and your beloved family be blessed with many more treasured times together.
Save our planet. Toxic algae creates plague for marine life. In oceans across the globe, warming temperatures and pollution, especially from livestock manure and related agriculture, are often responsible for the growth of harmful forms of algae, such as the red tide that is now spreading through waters off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. The algae impairs other organisms' ability to absorb oxygen, leading to suffocation, and is thus devastating for coral, fish, and other marine life. Both Iran and the United Arab Emirates report the death of many tens of tons of fish, marine mammals, and coral thus far. Although cooler winter weather is expected to alleviate the situation, patches of the algae currently remain, meaning that it could continue to spread.
Meanwhile, possibly hundreds of thousands of seabirds are in peril in the northwest USA as a toxic algae bloom has contaminated hundreds of miles of coastline. As this algal bloom decays, it emits a substance that removes the birds' waterproofing from their feathers, leaving them vulnerable to starvation, dehydration, and hypothermia. Rescue efforts are underway, but the unprecedented number of seabirds affected has left local centers overwhelmed.
It saddens us deeply to know of such distress to our marine and avian co-inhabitants. Let us all act with urgency to tread more gently and protect our shared earthly home.
Expressing concern once more about humans' pollution of waterway ecosystems, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminded of the importance of preserving nature during a July 2008 video conference in Formosa, or Taiwan.
While species suffer similar fates because we also drain our chemical substance, insecticides, pesticides, into the rivers, into the lakes, into the ocean, so we lost many of these precious species. We lost many of us because they are us. And we also lose ourselves, many of us, human, because of these poisonous substances, even from the farm industry. And we still not wake up yet. We should have more rules, more guidelines to protect our natural habitats. Above all, enlightenment is really what's needed to go on. That's number one. And vegan diet with right motive. Number two, we offer more compassion and insight. Also, we help preserve precious nature habitats for the wild and protect the resources for humans.
Save our planet. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva signs a law committing his country to reducing greenhouse gas emissions 39% by 2020.
Save our planet. In studying the Indian Ocean Dipole, a surface temperature phenomenon that creates distant weather effects such as drought and heavy rainfall, a team of Japanese and US researchers conclude that it is now occurring at least three times more frequently than a century ago.
Save our planet. Officials in Mexico City, Mexico, state that municipal area water supplies will be further reduced by 30% in January 2010 to conserve them until June, when the rainy season is expected to begin.
Hello there. This is Vuko the Vicuna, and I am following a nutritious plant-based diet. I am here to share a tip on washing your dog companion. Now that it's the colder season in many parts of the world, it's important to make sure your canine friend is completely dry after his or her bath. You can use a hair dryer, getting your sweet pooch slowly used to it, and making sure it's not too hot. It will help protect his or her health from cool drafts during chilly temperatures. Thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for watching. Now for the weather from around the world.
In health news, patient survival rates are improving in England. Research presented in the British Medical Journal stated that hospital survival rates in intensive care units have increased more than 13% since 2000. The government's National Health Service Plan inaugurated changes in that year which provide more hospital beds, clinical guidelines, and networking of hospitals. Kudos to the National Health Service Plan for your significant support of the well-being of British citizens. May all people enjoy good health and the best of medical care.
In science news, thousands of species are discovered in the deep oceans. An international team of researchers from the Centres of Marine Life has documented at least 17,650 marine species dwelling below 200 metres in the oceans, where sunlight no longer reaches. Over 2,000 experts from 80 countries are helping with this worldwide project, which began in 2000 and will conclude in 2010. One of the participating scientists, Dr. Robert Carney of Louisiana State University in the USA, said, "There is an incredible diversity of species there, often with striking adaptations that we as yet don't understand." Our sincere appreciation all dedicated scientists who are working on this fantastic oceanic endeavour. We look forward to hearing more about your amazing findings of the animals in our seas, all of whom are so important to supporting and beautifying life on Earth. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a vegetarian and organic fair is held in southeastern China. We'll meditate on the radiant inner light now, be back soon. Please stay tuned for more joy-inspiring news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for a wondrous world. In veg news, southeastern China hosts a vegetarian festival. The China Xiamen International Vegetarian and Organic Fair 2009 promoted the theme Healing the Vegetarian World, Sharing a Healthy Life. Held at the Xiamen International Conference and Exhibition Center, animal-free and organic manufacturers and industry representatives from around the world attended. He estimated over 60,000 visitors could try delicious vegetarian or vegan foods, as well as join in workshops and talks held by noted individuals from around the globe. Many at the fair left their signatures on a message board expressing their willingness to follow a compassionate veg lifestyle. Bravo, China, for being veg supportive. Our gratitude to all organizers, sponsors, and participants of this fine gathering. Heaven bless you for encouraging practices which are healthful for oneself and the earth. May more and more continue to choose the vegan way for a caring and peaceful future.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat-eating, infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Uses up to 70% of clean water. Pollutes most of the water bodies. Deforests the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Causes world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Moldovan entitled Engine Trouble.
Un avion avea probleme cu motorul și pilotul a instruit echipajul de cabină să așeze pasagerii pe scaune și să se pregătească de o debarcare urgentă. Peste câteva minute, pilotul a întrebat echipajul dacă toți și-au pus centura și sunt gata de debarcare. Totul e în ordine, capitane, a fost răspunsul, în afară de un avocat care încă mai umblă și distribuie cărți de vizită.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, Supreme Master Chinghai. Each time I watch Supreme Master TV, I feel good. I want to congratulate you for your wonderful effort towards saving our planet. In fact, I am a vegan now. I practice your work in my life. I wish you will extend your good work in Nigeria, especially in my state, to enable them to understand the benefit of being a vegan. Danielle from Nigeria.
Hi Daniel, thanks for your lovely note. Supreme Master Chinghai has a special reply for you.
Good-hearted Daniel, we're glad you are enjoying Supreme Master Television. You will derive so many benefits from the compassionate vegan diet. The earth and animals are very grateful. Please help share information with the people of Nigeria about the earth-saving plant-based diet. It's the most effective way to help preserve our planet. Be blessed, Chinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May the light of the divine guide your every step.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, President of the United Arab Emirates, and His Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Zayed of Oman discussed their country's amicable relations and ways to enhance them.
UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown sends a personal letter to Burmese pro-democracy leader Daw Aung San Suu Kyi, commending her courage and pledging his support, while calling for the country's free and fair elections in 2010.
The International Federation of Association Football, or FIFA, recognizes Her Majesty Queen Rania of Jordan with its Presidential Award for her exemplary efforts in education and honors Argentine Lionel Messi of Team Barcelona as Player of the Year.
The Chinese People's Association for Friendship with Foreign Countries and the Association of China-Latin America Friendship host a banquet celebrating the 30th anniversary of diplomatic Chinese-Ecuadorian ties.
A study by Yale University researchers in Connecticut, USA, shows that restaurant menu options showing calorie count information encourages diners to eat less.
A flower festival featuring hundreds of different varieties of blossoms in Hanoi, Ao Lac, or Vietnam, celebrates the 1,000th anniversary of the city.
Concluding a 90-country tour, representatives of the World March for Peace and Nonviolence meet with Chilean President Michelle Bachelet, followed by a public concert in support of disarmament and peace.
In the interest of public safety, Italian officials remove 71 tons of Asian fish, mislabeled as Italian, 323 tons of anchovies, found to contain worms, and 80 tons of mussels over 4 years past their freshness date.
Seeing that several horses did not emerge after flames broke out inside a stable in New York, USA, one of the teenage riders dashed back into the blazing building and brought them out to safety just in time.
Three cities have been named as European Capitals of Culture for 2010, Essen in Germany, Istanbul in Turkey, and Hungary's Pécs, a municipality whose history includes both German and Turkish influence.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.